Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible.
As I sit here, the evening light fading into the soft blues and purples of twilight, my heart is both heavy and exhilarated, filled with a sense of wonder and a myriad of questions. Throughout my life in Babylon, I have been given glimpses, through visions and dreams, of a future that both comforts and confounds me. The coming of the Messiah, a promise so profound, stirs my spirit in ways words can scarcely capture. I have seen the sovereignty of kingdoms, the rise and fall of powers, and through these earthly shadows, the silhouette of an eternal kingdom, one not built by human hands but ordained by the divine. The visions granted to me of the Messiah, this Prince of Peace, ignite a flame of hope within my soul. He will be the stone cut without hands that shatters the kingdoms of this world, establishing an everlasting dominion. My heart soars at the thought of his reign, a reign of justice and righteousness. Yet, amidst this anticipation, there lies a tapestry of complexity that my mind struggles to unravel. The prophecies speak of suffering. It points to a Messiah who will be cut off, not for himself, but for the many. This aspect confuses and troubles me. How can it be that he who is to reign forever, the anointed one sent by God, the Prince of Heaven, is to suffer and die? What manner of salvation is wrought through such sacrifice? The paradox is a river whose depths I cannot fathom, a mystery enshrouded in the very heart of God. I am moved deeply by the love implicit in this sacrifice, the thought that the Most High would go to such lengths for his creation. To offer up his only Son pierces me. It is a love fierce and unyielding, a love that redeems and restores. Yet, it is a path marked by pain, a journey through the valley of the shadow of death. How will the people recognize him? Will they accept him or turn their faces away? As I ponder these things, my excitement for the coming kingdom is tempered by the realization of the cost. The Messiah's kingdom is not one of coercion, but of choice, a call to lay down our own crowns, to pick up our crosses and follow him. It is a kingdom where the last shall be first, and the first last. A kingdom where the meek inherit the earth. In my prayers, I find solace and strength, a peace that transcends my limited understanding. Though the vision tarries, I wait for it with a patient heart, trusting in the faithfulness of the one who has revealed these things. My hope is not in the princes of this world, but in the promise of his coming, the fulfillment of every prophecy, the answer to every longing heart. I, Daniel, once a young man with a future uncertain, torn from my homeland and thrust into the heart of an empire not my own, found my true calling not in the courts of kings, but in the presence of the living God. It was he who gave me the strength to stand, to refuse the king's meat, to interpret dreams that weighed heavy on the hearts of monarchs, and to face the lion's den with a peace that surpassed all understanding. Throughout my life, I have seen empires rise and fall, kings come and go. Yet the constancy of God's sovereignty remained my unfailing anchor. Each vision, each prophecy entrusted to me, was a glimpse into the heart of God, a God who holds the future, who sets up kings and removes them, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As I close my eyes, I do not fear what comes next, for I know in whom I have believed. I am convinced he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. May my life be a testament to his faithfulness and a beacon of hope to all who seek him. The end of my earthly journey is but the beginning of an eternal promise, where I shall stand in my allotted place at the end of the days.
Daniel is referenced and alluded to in various significant ways in the New Testament, highlighting the importance of his visions, character, and prophecies in understanding Jesus' ministry, the nature of God's kingdom, and the end times. Jesus refers directly to the prophecy in Daniel about the abomination of desolation. He uses this reference while teaching about the end times, indicating a pivotal moment of profanation and suffering that precedes God's final intervention in history. This shows the relevance of Daniel's prophecies to understanding future events related to the second coming of Christ. While not a direct quote, Jesus' description of the end times as a period of great tribulation echoes the distress and persecution forecasted in Daniel. This connection emphasizes the prophetic insight Daniel provides into the challenges God's people will face before the end. The imagery of beasts and revelation, representing oppressive empires and powers, echoes the visions in Daniel 7. Both Daniel and Revelation use these symbols to disclose the nature of human governance in opposition to God's kingdom and to forewarn of God's ultimate judgment. While not a direct quotation, Jesus' frequent self-designation as the Son of Man echoes the figure presented in Daniel 7, who is given dominion and glory in a kingdom that will never be destroyed. This title, used extensively in the Gospels, links Jesus directly to the messianic and eschatological themes in Daniel. In Matthew 24 and Mark 13, by referring to Daniel, Jesus implicitly acknowledges Daniel's righteousness and prophetic authority. Daniel is thus presented as a model of faithfulness amidst trials and a trustworthy prophet whose revelations are crucial for understanding God's salvific plan. As we reflect upon the legacy of Daniel, we find ourselves journeying through a narrative rich with faith, integrity, and divine wisdom. Daniel's life, as chronicled in the scriptures, offers us a timeless blueprint for living a life deeply anchored in faith, even amidst the roaring waves of adversity, temptation, and change. At the heart of Daniel's legacy is his unfaltering commitment to God. From his youth, Daniel chose to honor God above all else, even when such a choice placed him in the lion's den of political and social jeopardy. His refusal to defile himself with the king's food, a seemingly small act of faithfulness, set the stage for a life that would profoundly impact both the temporal and the eternal realms. Daniel teaches us that true commitment to God begins with the daily decisions we make, no matter how inconsequential they may seem. Another cornerstone of Daniel's legacy is his prayer life. Daniel knew the power of prayer. It was his lifeline to God. His practice of praying three times a day, even when it meant facing death, underscores the importance of consistent, heartfelt communication with God. Through Daniel, we are reminded that prayer is not a last resort, but our first line of defense and connection with the divine. It is in the place of prayer that we find strength, guidance, and the peace that transcends understanding. Daniel's legacy is also marked by his prophetic insight and wisdom. Gifted with the ability to interpret dreams and visions, Daniel served under various kings, providing counsel that was divinely inspired. His visions of future kingdoms and the coming Messiah offer hope and assurance that God is sovereign over history. From Daniel, we learn that wisdom comes from God, and that by seeking Him, we too can navigate the complexities of life with divine perspective. Perhaps most inspiring is Daniel's legacy of integrity and courage. In a culture that was often hostile to his faith, Daniel remained honest, loyal, and steadfast. He did not compromise his beliefs to gain favor or save his life. His courage to stand firm in his faith, even in the face of persecution, challenges us to live authentically and boldly for God, no matter the cost. As we contemplate the legacy of Daniel, let us be encouraged to live lives that reflect his devotion to God, his commitment to prayer, his pursuit of wisdom, and his unwavering integrity. Let Daniel's story inspire us to be faithful stewards of the time we've been given, to seek God with all our hearts, and to stand firm in our faith, knowing that our God is with us, just as he was with Daniel.
Father, thank you for the example of Daniel, who lived a life of faithfulness and integrity. Help us to follow in his footsteps, to be devoted to you in all circumstances, to seek you through prayer, to embrace your wisdom, and to live lives marked by courage and integrity. May we, like Daniel, leave a legacy that honors you and inspires others to seek you. That brings us to the end of our 32-part mini-series on one of the giants of the Bible, the Hebrew prophet, Daniel, and one of the books of the Old Testament, of the same name, in which there is so much that points us to Jesus. And that's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.